You can start off with this.
Hello and welcome to the second in a series of audio reports on the campaign by John Gilroy in Cork in Ireland to get elected to the Irish Parliament called the Dáil. So I'm sitting here in a cafe in Glenmire in Cork, and I'm just about to interview John Gilroy about what's going on. And John, say hello and welcome.
Good evening, Paul. Thank you.
Look, John, it's great to talk to you again. And look, we're just setting out on a long road now to bring your whole campaign to other people so that they can understand what's involved in trying to get yourself elected to the Irish Parliament. Look, in terms of, can you just tell me a little bit more, though, before we go on to the details of what you've been doing recently, a little bit more about yourself. Why on earth did you ever decide that you were going to go in for politics in the first place?
My story, Paul, is the traditional story of Irish politics. I'm 43 years old. I live in Glenmire. I'm married to Marion. I have two children. Owen is 16 and Emer is 14. I'm living in Cork for 24 years.
Where do you come from then?
I come from County Meath. And I left County Meath at the age of 17 to become a psychiatric nurse in Cork. That's a job that I still work at, albeit on a part-time basis.
So you're a part-time psychiatric nurse in Cork. Where are you working?
I work in St. Stephen's Hospital, which is in Glenmire.
Okay. Keep going, yeah. Tell us more.
Okay. So in 1987, I was 3 years in Cork at this stage, training to be a psychiatric nurse. And lo and behold, in the last recession, I lost my job when I was qualified. My contract was up. First class of psychiatric nurses to lose their job in 150 years of the mental hospital. So there was nothing for me, only go to the UK. There was no jobs in Ireland. UK, went to London. And I spent 5 years in London.
Okay, where did you live in London? I used to live in London too.
I lived primarily in Wood Green, Haringey, and worked as an agency nurse for a long time in a circuit of hospitals. Eventually alighting in the Free in Barnet Hospital, which was a very large psychiatric facility in Barnet.
Okay, now look, John, we're not going to go through the whole of your life because it would take too long for this particular audio, but we will come back over the next few weeks to get more and more information about you. Just let's cut to the chase. What influenced you to go in for politics in the very first place?
My father was a great political activist for the Labour Party in County Meath and actually contested for election himself in the local elections of 1974, unsuccessfully. So I suppose our house when I was growing up was a political house, and all the formative factors of political debate took place on a daily basis around our house.
You were all, presumably, all Labour supporters in the house?
Yeah, correct, we were. I've been listening to politics and Labour politics particularly since as I was old enough to remember. When I came to Cork, after my sojourn to England, I was very impressed with the early years of Tony Blair's project, the New Labour movement. Early years.
Right, so you came back to Ireland in what, the 1990s?
92,
yeah.
When I was in London, I was invited to a town hall meeting. They're great for town hall meetings in the UK. And I listened to a fella called Philip Gould speaking. This was probably in 1990. And I was only a young man now at the time, but Philip Gould was fantastic. He was absolutely brilliant. And I heard no more from Philip Gould until I returned to Ireland, and sometime around, I suppose, 1998, I picked up a book in Easons written by Philip Gould. And Gould is one of Tony Blair's advisors.
Oh, yeah, I know of Philip Gould, all right. But, yeah, so, look, one little thing about you. What is actually immediately I pick up is, because I tried to find this out, you've actually lived outside of Ireland for how many years?
5 years.
Right. Very few Irish politicians, in my experience, have actually lived outside Ireland. Am I wrong about that?
I don't know that now. That's a good question. I can't think of too many who I could say have lived outside Ireland. That's not.
Well, we might find out. Some people might listen to this and give us the answer to that.
Yeah.
But okay. So Philip Gould influenced you?
Absolutely. Yeah, he was Philip Gould's brand of politics, or the early New Labour brand of politics, recognised the need to create wealth, and only by creating wealth in a society can we fund the public services that it is the government's sole job to do. So, I mean, without wealth, we won't have public services. And this was, it's fairly standard fare nowadays, but back in 1990, this was fairly revolutionary for the Labour Party to be talking.
And it was certainly revolutionary enough to get you hooked into politics. You know, there was something about this that was exciting for you.
It was, you know, I mean, like I say, politics is in my blood, but this articulated a kind of a feeling I had at the time, and it really put words for the first time on really what my forming of political opinions should be.
Okay, John, I'm not going to carry on this vein because we're going to gradually find out who you are. But look, just let's completely change the tone altogether. Tell me a few nitty-gritty things you've been up to. The last time I was talking to you, you were off to get some kind of a van. What happened next?
We have the van, and that's one of the more banal things we'll be doing. The van is just for the logistics of the campaign. It's also
what colour is the van?
Well, it's white with my artwork on it now. The artwork is currently being done. I haven't seen it now yet. We know the design and a draft, but it'll be ready now in the next couple of days.
Is this a bit like the campaign battle bus? This will go around the place urging people to vote for you?
Yes, I suppose you could say that. We won't be doing it in the way that has been traditionally done, I mean, but there is a necessity to have a vehicle that will transport people and logistics around the town. Last time we talked as well, I think we signed off the last time saying that we were launching my campaign, which took place last Friday night.
Yeah, give us a couple of things about that. But the next time I interview you, I'll find out more about it. I don't want this to be too long, you see.
Okay, what we did was we booked the SARS Hurling Club in Glanmire, the upstairs venue. It's a great venue for a social function. And we invited my supporters along and my team. So we had about 103 people turned up on the night, which was brilliant. It was fantastic. These are numbers that I wasn't really expecting to turn up.
103?
We had 103, yeah.
Well, no, tell me, were these all men? Were they all women, or were they half and half, or what?
There were, yeah, good mixture, good half and half, I think. So my supporters were offering was different and varying levels of support. Some people might give me 1 or 2 hours during the entire campaign, and other people will give me as much time as I require, and a variation and variegated sort of job for everyone involved.
Well, look, that's great. That's a bit more information about your campaign. When will we do another one of these?
We can do one in about 2 days' time.
Okay, sounds good to me. Sure. Anyway, John Gilroy, candidate for Cork North Central in Ireland, trying to get elected to the Irish Parliament. Thank you very much for this insight.
Thanks, Paul.